This podcast is brought to you by Pearson Longman.
Sorana, what is learner persistence?
Learner persistence is about keeping students involved in coming to school. When we think of learner persistence, we think of providing students with a connection to the learning community at their school from the moment they arrive at the door and when they walk through the door of their classroom. We want to provide them with a confidence that if they have to leave school for any reason, when they return to the school, they will be welcomed back.
Can you tell me about the critical first 3 weeks?
Studies show the first 3 weeks of class to be the most critical and vital in building a student's connection to the school. Nationwide, adult education programs lose 50% of their learners, many within the first 3 weeks. The processes of intake, orientation, testing, and the initial classroom experience, and the need for learner goal setting during the first 3 weeks of school and class are critical to improving learner retention.
How is learner goal setting connected to learner persistence?
Studies have found that learners who have specific goals in mind are more likely to persist in their studies.
What are supports and barriers?
During the first 3 weeks, many students decide if school is the right place for them. They realize what supports they have for coming to school, who or what would help them to come to school, and some encounter barriers to staying in school. They may need to arrange the necessary childcare and transportation. They may need to adjust work schedules. John Cummins, a noted authority on learner persistence, tells us that if students are made aware of the forces that help and hinder their persistence, they can take action to manage them and thereby increase the chance of attaining their educational goals. While we have the students in our classroom, it's helpful to focus lessons on what their supports are for education.
What is the difference between a student who is a stopout and a student who is a dropout?
After adults enroll in school and start coming to class, they may have to leave for a period of time to take care of family or work-related issues. Research shows that students who have to leave school do not view themselves as dropping out, but rather see themselves as taking care of the business of their life and their work. When they leave school, most students plan to return. They are stopping out. So a positive and realistic perspective for us is to see them as stopouts rather than dropouts. According to Belzer, departure from a program is often not a failure, but rather a temporary situation in which students intend to return when they're able. When students do return, we want to welcome them back and help them make an easy transition into the school and their classes. In the past, students not coming to class for whatever reason was viewed as a sign of teacher failure or a lack of retention that showed that teaching wasn't well done. This was a mistake. We thought simply that we as teachers and administrators just needed to bring students back and keep the numbers of students attending class up. Learner persistence, research, and practice help us take a broader and more in-depth look at the question of retention and attendance, and to look at what we can do to help students overcome barriers, set educational learning goals, and look at attendance patterns in a different light. Learner persistence is about getting students to come to class and to return to class if they have to stop out.
What kinds of activities can be done at a school, in a program, or in a classroom to promote learner persistence?
There are a variety of activities that can be done at the school and classroom level to promote persistence. Helping students understand the levels of a program and how long it will take to complete each level or each course is extremely important. orienting students to the school, giving them a map of where their classroom, the bookstore, the bathrooms, the principal or director's office is another way to orient them. Within the classroom, having the class and teacher do a calendar showing the dates of school-wide testing activities, holidays, and classroom events is another way to encourage persistence. Doing classroom activities that evaluate supports and barriers and finding solutions to the barriers will aid learner persistence. Writing an agenda on the board prior to class, conducting cross-class activities for speaking and reading, developing a network of student greeters and mentors as new students enter the class, and promoting school-wide activities such as school-wide teas. All of these would be ways to promote learner persistence in a program and within individual classes.
Thank you, Rana. That was great.